This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning into CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, let's talk about the global setup first. The US markets, they closed mixed. Gains were led by technology names and it's Nasdaq that fared the best. However, Dow Jones fell for the fourth consecutive day. Microsoft and Apple, the stocks that did not do so well in last couple of days, were up more than 1%. The big cue to watch out for in the US markets will be the US April inflation data, which is expected today, expected to rise 8.1% on a YY basis versus 8.5%, the level that we saw in the month of March. The expectation is that the inflation number has peaked at these levels. Dollar index is firm near that $104 mark. Yield has slipped below 3%. As far as the Asian markets are concerned, they are largely lower in trade today. And the China inflation number has also been reported. It has come in at 2.1%, which is higher than what the street was working with. SGX Nifty is indicating that the start for our own markets could be well in the red. It is down 40 points as we speak. As far as our own markets are concerned, we opened in the green yesterday but could not hold on to those gains. And the selling was led by the FIIs, which sold 4,000 crore rupees in cash again. DIIs net bought around 3,000 crore rupees. Nifty, as I said, closed almost at the intraday lows after making an attempt to recover. So there are some bearish signals coming in as far as Nifty levels are concerned. So what could be the band be in the near term? It is between that 16,031 to 16,341 mark. And that is the consolidated level that we are looking at as far as the Nifty is concerned. Thanks a lot for tuning in to Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange.